Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Well, my listeners, I told you I would bring Mr. Gregory Miller back, and this time Mr. Miller has a story for you, okay? We need your assistance in helping him get through this situation. He'll be telling you about it in just a second here. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Fine, kind of, but I'm kind of worried about when I'm walking around, going out at dark, even in the daytime, because things are going on.
Okay, well, tell us about the recent situation that happened with you with the West Virginia Police Department.
Well, I live in Charleston, West Virginia. And February 17th, I was leaving. I was on the west side of Charleston. And I was coming from a friend's house on 2nd Avenue in Charleston, West Virginia. And when I was walking down the road, this girl and I said, she said, see all the police over there? And I said, yeah. She said, this guy named Jason got shot. Really, if he did, she said, I don't know. But so this was around 8:39 o'clock. So then I go over to where I stay on 604 Russell Street, Charleston, to tell the landlord, Marvin Honeycutt. He's practically like my uncle. And he's like, man, I know. So then he looked out. And his phone said, "02, man, you got me missing the news, so I can see what happened with this situation." Because he owns that house over on Russell and Grant Street where this situation happened. So anyway, he goes in. So I said, "I'm going to go down to another friend's house that lives down the street." So as I'm going down the street, I notice that it's a police vehicle, SUV. But it was unmarked. And there's like a little alley that goes from Russell Street on the 7th Ave, and I cut through that. And the police came, and I seen that they was undercover, street crime or drug task force, and they said, what's your name? And I said, Greg. And I said, I don't know about nothing that happened, because I knew that was going to be their next question. And when I said that, they were cooling off. They said, we are the waterboarding chant. And I said, fuck y'all. That's what I said. So they got out the car. They said, what? Boom. And hit me in the lip, bust my lip, then tripped me with his foot. Boom, hit my head. I had a big knot on my head. And then punched me in the eye. And when he punched me in the eye, I pulled his badge off his chest. He had it around his neck, one of those ones that go around the necklace of undercover officers. And that got me up off the ground and everything and said, blah, 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 this and that, talking a bunch of stuff. They wrote me a ticket for disorderly conduct. And I think, personally, me, when they said they ought to waterboard me, because I was in the military, and I was in the elite unit, 5th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York, so I was trained highly. And they said that when they said they should waterboard me, I said, that's a war crime. And how are you going to threaten me and stuff? Trying to tell me you're going to half drown me to get a confession out of me about something I don't even know anyway. And I have a right to remain silent regardless. And I had nothing to do with that situation. I wasn't over there when that guy got shot. I heard about it. Because for real, that house I don't really like going to because of the stuff that's going on over there. You know? And that's about it. But I ain't go to court. I'm going to tell you straight up. I didn't even go. So is what it is, because I feel like I ain't do no crime. You ain't gonna threaten me. Because even if my mama said she was gonna do that, I'd threaten me. I would say, I wouldn't say F you to her, but I'd say, forget you, mom, the other F. You know what I'm saying? So I got a right to protect myself. I'm not gonna let nobody threaten me, especially when they got on the side of the cars to protect and to serve. So who does that pertain to? Does that pertain to certain people? You know what I'm saying? I didn't do nothing, so I don't understand how you gonna threaten me as a police officer of the land of America.
So you did not go to court?
No, I ain't go.
And is there a warrant for your arrest right now?
What'd you say?
Is there a warrant for your arrest?
It's a possibility. But you know what? I know one thing. They see me, and they know who I am. And I think they got people following me. And I know for sure because I've been posting stuff on Facebook about the police and the Ku Klux Klan. And I think I know for sure that people watch me and stuff. And other people know, too. They're watching me, and I think they're trying to do something to me. Because I'll tell you what, there's been times where that street crime and the drug task force has jumped people in Charleston in the last few years because the drug problem in West Virginia, in Charleston, West Virginia, is real bad. And they beat people up. But they mess with the right one because I'm the one. I'm going to stand up for myself. They ain't going to beat me. Even, you know, if I was homeless or whatever, out there living how I am, I'm still a human being. And they ain't got no right doing what they do.
Okay, so have you contacted the television station there or anybody that will get you some attention on this case against the West Virginia Police Department?
I'm going to tell you what happened. The other day, I was up on the East End, and I was up this place called Oak Ridge, just in Oak Ridge Drive. And I was waiting for the bus to come. This guy was parked right where I was waiting for the bus. And I said, man, you mind give me a ride? I'll give you $5. He said, oh, just get in. He said, you ain't got no weapons there. I said, no. And he said, he introduced himself to me. And he's like, got something going on with helping out people who get, you know, their constitutional and civil rights being violated. So he gave me his phone number and told me to make sure I call him. That was on Wednesday, but I ain't called him yet. No wonder getting contact with you, and I'm glad that we didn't have this interview until now because of the things that's going on where I notice people follow me. I don't care what nobody says. People can assume what they want, but I know for sure. I know that people follow me, and because God has gave me like a sixth sense of like prophecy or discernment and knowing stuff. And I've learned by being in the military and just watching people when people's up to something by their body, you know, their body, you know, how they move and stuff and how they talk and looking around, and I ain't wrong, and they know it because I've proved times before to the police department in Charleston that was the drug detectives. I told them and I knew stuff, and they admitted that it was four different times I've told them that. The drug task force, which is called Metro Drug Enforcement Network Team, which is MDN. That's the acronym for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do know this, and I don't know. It's just that I seen a drug bust happen the third Wednesday in August of 2017. I was in a car behind the shelter. Charleston, West Virginia. And I told the person who was the main drug dealer about the situation. And next thing I know, the police is out here telling lies on me, saying I'm a rat and informant. Told the people that trying to get me killed. That's what I think's going on right now. Too, I think they're lying on me because people are paying to them and turn against me. And I ain't doing nothing to nobody. It ain't nothing that's being serious, you know what I'm saying? And I've noticed that people's acting different towards me after that happened. Because I posted it on Facebook and stuff, you know, a bunch of times. And I keep reposting it just to remind people what happened that night of February 17th.
And they're still following you, and you feel like your life is in danger right now?
A lot of people that really know the situation, They know it is, too. They know I'm not lying.
Okay, but you haven't tried to make any, I know you say your uncle was connected. Is he a senator or something? I can't remember.
No, he just owns housing.
Oh, okay. So you haven't gone to any of your senators or congressmen and let them know what's going on with your situation and that you're being followed and threatened by these people?
No, because I don't trust them.
Oh, you don't trust them either?
No, I don't, because the other day, I'm going to tell you, I was up by McDonald's on the east end of Washington Street, right by the state capitol building. I was sitting in this park, and I noticed the actions of people, and they was like, leaving away from you and stuff. And I was watching them. And this old white man was over there sitting where the bus was at. Bus stop stopped, right? And I noticed him looking at me. As soon as I got up and left and moved, he moved. And he was every place I went, I swear to God, for about an hour and a half, I was frightened. I'm frightened for my life right now. I'm concerned. I don't know what they want to do. I don't know, but I noticed that he was everywhere I was at within probably a half mile area, and I swear to you, and I just noticed people moving. I tried to move because I ain't want nobody to shoot me or whatever, so I just kept moving and going to different spots. And I noticed when I went to this lady's house, this girl named Christy, I went to see if she was there. She lives like right up by the Capitol in a rich area. No African Americans living up in that area on a quarter street, right by the Capitol. Her mom was like, funny. And then, you know, I was like, could you call a taxi for me? And stuff, blah, blah, blah. And she acted like she didn't want to. And when I called the taxi, they said nobody was working. They said no taxis are working and no taxis in the area were working, I swear. And I was like, wow, unbelievable. Never heard that in my life.
Okay, listeners, I'm going to post this picture of Greg, what the Charleston Police Department did to his face. And we want to help this young man out and try to get him some help for him not to be another statistic for the police department. Gregory Miller is an African-American, and you know they're killing our men right now just by being the color they are. So don't get disturbed by this picture. It's very disturbing, but just try to keep your focus on this picture and see what they did to him. And nobody should have to be beaten like this for some information that they're not aware of. I mean, we've got to get a hold of these police officers killing our black men. I mean, they just think it's something that they just get up and do every day. And if we don't put the responsibility back on them, it is never going to stop. So once I post this picture, I want you to contact your congressmen, your senators in Washington, D.C., because this has to stop. Now, this young man is afraid of his life. I mean, we're talking Charleston, West Virginia, okay? He shouldn't have to be afraid to walk out the door. I mean, I lived in a little hometown, and I know the feeling, Greg, for you. And I'm telling you, my heart's going out to you right now because, you know, I can cut the TV on one day and see your name up there on the TV for something you had no information on, but they think you do.
If I did, the point is, it don't matter. I ain't got to say nothing because it don't involve me. I'm saying, and I didn't. That's the truth. I ain't got to lie, but if I did, I don't have to tell them. I'm not probably wasn't going to. It's none of my business. The man that got shot didn't say nothing about it, so why should I?
So why do you think? I mean, did somebody tell him you saw something, or why did they? Well, we know why they beat you up, but anyway, you have a right. This is America. You can say whatever you want to say. But, you know, you have to be careful when you're talking to police officers because they're finger trigger right now on black male Americans, okay? African Americans, they're trigger fingers right now on them. So it's unfortunately you have to repress what you say to them when you're in their custody. Did they even advise you why they stopped you?
They just asked. I knew it was. I gave them the answer before they even asked me the question. I said, my name is Greg, and I don't know nothing about what's going on. Because I know they're going around asking people, and that incident just happened. Plus, that house is being watched real bad because of activity going over there. And I don't go over there. I've been over a few times, probably 5, 6, 7 times. I knew what the question was going to be. And then they said, we are the waterboard. I'm like, fuck you. No, you're not. So they did waterboard me in a way. They beat me up. Officer Jordan, that's his first name, Jordan. He was the one that did all the punches. And I'll tell you what, another 4 other ones with him. You know what I'm saying? And they got the nerve, you know, to charge me with disorderly conduct. Right? And didn't even take me to jail. You know what I'm saying? Let me go. And I told him, I said, when I got away, I said, I'm posting all this shit on Facebook. 20 minutes later, I put it on Facebook. My pictures, I made videos, I showed where the ticket was. You know, I showed them the ticket on a video I made. And a lot of people, you know, they responded. But they're going around probably telling a bunch of lies in their little secret society, Ku Klux Klan, whatever they got, talking shit about me, making up lies, trying to say I'm a informant. I wouldn't help them or nothing because they don't help. Why would I help somebody that would kill me in a minute?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're killing people for nothing. So this has to stop. So listeners, like I said, I'm challenging you to contact your congressmen, senators in Washington, and let them know we're not going to stand for this anymore. We're sick and tired of it. I mean, our men are not living to reach 50. Okay?
Yeah, I'm a rare specimen because I am 65 years old and all the things that I've been through in my life. Because I ain't living no saint life. I ain't gonna lie. But the thing is, I ain't really hurting nobody either. Maybe I have, but I'm just sin is sin. It ain't no one being worse than the other, you know. And I know God real well. I really do. But I ain't living right. But the point is, I ain't bothering nobody either. So they need to stop bothering me. That's why I ain't scared. I know a lot of people scared of what they're doing to people because they've done it. It ain't no secret. Matter of fact, 2 years ago in September of 2020, me and this lady, I was at this lady's house at Charleston Arbor's, and she said, it was like 5 something in the morning. And she goes, give me my phone. She videotaped them beating some white dude up, in the back of Charleston Arms beside the Elk River, right back in the back, about 5 officers, you know, and it was crazy, and we watched it. And then, like last year, around the same time, August, September, the guy, I seen him over Charleston Arms, and he told me, because I had something to say to the Metro Drug Enforcement Network team, because they were trying to put stuff on me, and I told them, I cussed them out. Because the parking garage is at the Greyhound station in Charleston, the police officers, along with the undercovers, and I was just yelling, you know, up there telling them, F you, F this, and y'all need to leave me alone. And, toward the end, the guy, the next day or two, I seen that guy, and he told me he was the guy that got beat up. And he thanked me for saying what I said. He heard me saying it. So, you know, I'm not out here, I'm not prejudiced by no means. Sometimes I feel like I should be, though. I'm going to keep it real, and that's wrong. I mean, think about it. But just because I feel like I'm blessed not to hate somebody because they don't like me for the color of my skin, and still not care. But I don't care about the police. I know that we have to have them, because Romans 13 chapter says, obey the authority of the land. And I do, but he didn't say they should be crooked, though. Corrupt, and they are.
Okay, it just breaks my heart. And I mean, I tell you, when you sent me that picture, man, I was just crying. And, you know, it just irks my spirit that we have people on this earth that have no compassion for another person. I mean, we're being shot down. I mean, our men are being shot down like animals. They don't even think that we're human. So this got to stop.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this got to stop. This got to stop, and I'm going to be praying for you, man, that, you know, you safe there because, like you say, you got some Ku Klux Klan there, and that's the scary part.
You know, it's like, yeah, if I die because of him and I die in vain, nobody cares, and they believe the lies they tell. They ain't got other black people against me. They don't like the police. They ain't getting nothing in their mind. Nothing. And they know it. And it's all the police, those little tricks and little screens, smoke screens that they throw to get people to go against me. I ain't getting nothing. And they know it. Everybody knows. People that really know, and it's real to the true to what's going on out here, they know I ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing. But it's them. I'm with people that care about me right now. I ain't gonna disclose where I'm at right now. It's a lady, and they're white. Two white women that are sisters are cool with me. They love me like family. You know, and that's because they don't see no color. They blind to that.
Okay, Greg. Well, is it anything you want to ask my listeners to do for you? Like I've asked them to, you know, contact their congressmen, representatives, and senators in your behalf, and I'm quite sure they're going to do that once they see this photo of you. Anything else you want to ask them to do in your behalf?
I just want to say pray for me and, you know, just don't let, if something happens to me, don't let it be in vain because it's going to be the police. They're going to have somebody else do it. That's what they're going to do. They ain't going to come and wait because like last Saturday, I was coming from the west side over to the east. And they was following me, and they was stopping in the middle of the road, like, moving. And, you know, I know some of the undercover cars because I got this sixth sense about things. And plus, I just know. I don't understand. I don't know. It ain't because I work well, because I haven't and won't. But the thing is this. I know, and I see them. And, you know, it's just a, you know, when you get that sixth sense about yourself, you just know things.
Yeah, well, thank God he gave you that discernment because that's probably the only reason you're still alive right now.
It is. You know what I'm saying? No. My own family, I ain't gonna go with that. I'm just gonna be good out of it. But it's all good. If I die in vain, because that's what it'd be, it'd be wrong. Because I'm me keeping it real and telling the truth about stuff, not letting the police get away with what they did.
Well, let my listeners know how to get in contact with you if they have some connections that may be able to assist you in this manner.
Gregory Miller, 879@gmail.com. And I'm going to tell you right now, they sent this girl at me, too. And I blocked her. I knew. Like, I was on my Facebook page. Every time I posted something, she was, bing, bing, give me thumbs up. Bing, bing, thumbs up, hearts. And I was like, every time he like stalking me. And guess what I found out last week? That she's a police informant.
Wow.
Lord of God. And she's out here selling dope. So, whatever. But, yeah, I'm serious. She's a police informant. Yep.
Well, listeners, I want you to pray for this brother. I want you to pray for this brother that you will not see him. His name is Gregory Miller. He in Charleston, West Virginia. So if we see him on the news, like you say, we'll know the police had him murdered just because he used the F word on him, basically. That's how he's going to lose his life because he used the F word on him. But, you know, stay tuned to the news and keep him up in prayer. And like I said, write your congressmen, senators, House of Representatives in West Virginia and let them know. We're not standing for this anymore. This man has the right to live wherever he wants to live because we're in America.
Yeah, and I defended this. I trained to defend this country at an elite status. because I was in a special forces unit in Temp Mountain Division, so I can go where I want, and I will. You know, keep me scared.
Okay, Greg, give them your contact information one more time.
Gregory Miller at 879, no, Gregory Miller 879 at gmail.com.
Okay, listeners, so if you want to reach out to Greg again and give him some inspiration and hope, that's what this radio broadcast is about, giving people hope that, you know, we'll live our best life while we're here on this earth. Broadcasting from Bershani Radio, iHeart Life from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to take time to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Also, I got my new audio book out, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship. Listen, if you've ever been in that situation, this is the book to get you back to your normal life. So go get a copy at lindamonroe.com. I appreciate it. Until next week, be blessed, stay safe. God loves you, and so do I. And let's help this young man stay alive. Bye-bye.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bershani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.